Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarin. Of course, I'm joined by Rich Stambolian. What's going on, Rich?
Blah, blah, blah. What's up? That was very a subdued reggae horn.
It was a very subdued reggae horn.
What's going on, man? How you doing? Happy what's Tuesday.
Thank you.
Beautiful Tuesday morning in New York. It's gorgeous outside.
Oh, it's stunning, dude. What a perfect, I guess, early September day.
Yeah, I'm end of summer. I'm in a great mood. How about you?
Oh, fantastic mood.
Yeah.
Fantastic mood.
We had a lot to talk about today, guys. Thank you for joining us on Beyond the Bell, episode 17. On Fightful.
So, is YouTube working? There it is. Yes, it is. A lot to talk about today. It was a busy, busy weekend. I don't know what happened here with the video. It went black for a second.
We're back.
Now we're back. There you go. Something's going on here. Something's broken. I don't know what MG's doing here, our producer extraordinaire.
I think he fell asleep on the keyboard, and he
does that.
Hit his head on the keyboard.
Dude, he gets too loaded, and he just slams his head on the wall.
He does have a problem. He starts drinking at 5 in the morning, but he goes to bed at 4 in the morning.
Oh, man. I guess, where do we begin? You want to...
All right, so I'll set it up.
Yeah,
and you knock him out.
You want to go right into it?
Let's go right into it.
Do you want to give it a little bit, a couple minutes? Everybody's saying, is it going to be cryptic? Yeah, I'm going to be very cryptic.
It's going to be cryptic. What, you know, honestly, like,
I'm going to become a cryptoid.
I got to commend you. I'll take this moment.
Yeah, thank you.
Out to commend you for not blowing your top, because I feel like I'd blow my top. You know, like, I'm not really an angry guy, but I feel like I'd blow my top with the amount of people who I wonder, like, what does it matter to these people? I understand if you're writing an article and you need clicks and you need clickbait to draw them in, right?
So I don't, you know what's really funny? Me, like, my whole defense is, like, I don't make money from this, right? Like,
yeah.
I do this because it's fun. And then now I'm getting like, so you're telling me you sit on the phone with network executives for fun and ask for quotes? I'm like, it's not how it works
for me. You know how you know who you know.
Like, I've been in media for 15 years.
Yeah.
Like, I built many studios for many networks when podcasting was starting out. Like,
I've been
very involved in this media.
Folks don't know about that. Folks don't know about that. Hey, a little insight here. And this is legitimate. Like, Andrew was, and I would say still is, a podcast pioneer as far as helping people out and having his own shows. Like, he used to have a cavalcade of shows on the GFQ network and still do. But you were very hands-on at one point.
That's what I did. Yeah. That's how I got into this. I used to build studios and met people, and then I got involved in the hair business.
Yeah.
And I started building studios for that.
Right.
My career is all over the place. That's how I've met people.
The equivalent. And no offense.
Now I do consulting.
No offense to anybody in there who takes a genuine interest in this stuff, like the mergers and stuff, because yes, like, it is cool and it is interesting. But the folks that really clamor about it, it makes me, it's the equivalent, if you can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of your son asking that question. Talk to me about the TV rights, Dad.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you care?
Listen, you know, like, 99% of the people out there have legitimate. I mean, it's great to have back and forth and to have a conversation, right?
Absolutely.
Because there's been a number of times that I've seen a post somebody's like wrote to me, you know, on my timeline, and I'm like, oh, that's a great question. I'm curious about it.
Absolutely.
I don't give a shit about clout. I don't care about that stuff. Like, I want to be left alone.
The name calling, I think, is unnecessary.
The name calling is great.
The name call. Yeah. Well, it's I find it very unnecessary. But, you know.
And I'm like, don't be foolish. Yeah. Please stop acting like a fool.
Don't be foolish.
Don't be foolish. I'm a 40-year-old man. I don't give a shit about clout. The day may come and I will disappear and nobody will hear from me again.
Cadillac
will happen.
Cadillac Carson, read me a bedtime story about the ratings, Dad.
Ooh, so the P2 viewership was down by 2%, but the overall viewership, oh, there you go.
I'm back.
He's out cold. Fascinating time for wrestling. Listen, is very polarizing. I don't know why. I don't know why people are this involved in things that they don't really like.
100%.
Like,
it's funny.
Rich and I were talking about like sports, right? And there's some sports, and I'm not going to say which sports, but
I mean, it's pretty obvious, I think.
That I don't like. Like, it's not my thing, obvious. Okay?
Yeah.
It's not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go up to people and be like, you watch that stupid shit? You like that?
Right.
As my father would say, big men running after little ball. So stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
But he loves soccer.
Right. Same thing, different. Like, it's semantics.
Semantics.
You know?
I think it's funny. It doesn't really affect me.
My dad also has the same stance on football.
On football?
Yeah.
I don't mind it. Like, I watched last night. I watched a Jets game last night because I'm curious.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not my thing.
You're Jets curious.
I'm Jets curious. I'm very Mets curious, though.
Yo, what are we, 9-0?
We won last night.
Yeah. No, we lost on Sunday.
Sunday we lost. We won last night.
Yeah.
So we're still in the wild card mix. So I guess we could go into this. You want to set me up for stuff?
I'll set you up. Okay, guys. Buckle up, or not, the latest on the AEW TV deal.
Yeah.
The latest on the AEW TV deal. It is likely that there is no longer exclusivity to one network. Andrew, go into it.
Yeah, okay. nice setup there. So the latest on the AEW deal. That is correct. There is no longer exclusivity to one network. Mm-hmm. AEW did trademark Shockwave. And a lot of the assumption was, what is this? You know, is it another weekly TV show?
Uh-huh.
I don't have that detail. It looks like it's a TV show. You know, last night I was talking to someone. They said, well, what if it's another pay-per-view?
Could it be a man?
It could be that, too. Could Shockwave be? No, it cannot be a man. Because in the trademark, it says that it is a TV show.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So, could it be a pay-per-view? Possible. Could it be a TV show? Sure. It is interesting how a lot of the conversation around Dynamite and Collision
mm-hmm.
is that they are staying.
Okay.
A couple of months ago, I had heard that, you know, if there was one show to be shopped around, it would be Rampage. I don't know if this is a Rampage replacement. You know, you could assume, you could guess. I don't know that. But, you know, Tony in that scrum.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, you know, like, the deal is done. Okay? I feel very 99.9% confident mm-hmm. to say that the deal is done.
Yeah.
Based on conversations I've had throughout the week and things that have been said to me. Now, Tony said it's 90% done on a new TV deal.
Right, right.
You know, that's not a fib if they're still working on another network mm-hmm. partner. What could it be? You don't really have too many options. A few months ago, I had heard that, you know, I will start this off. I had dinner with somebody in ad sales, and I said this on Observer Live.
Mm-hmm.
And very well known, very connected in New York, very close to certain networks, you know, like that are hungry for something like this. Could it be Fox? I think Fox would make a lot of sense based on the fact that they had SmackDown. They have inventory. And again, this all the pricing and all this determination has to do with inventory. Do you have inventory that is at a price point that you could afford to pay another company, you know, bring in another product? Sorry, I'm trying to get my thoughts here, and my ear is buzzing as I'm trying to talk to you guys. we go. That's better.
Okay.
I mean, Fox would be fascinating. Now, I don't know if this is Fox National. I don't. I'm not leaning towards that side. FS1 would be an option. Some people have said Tubi. I don't know if Tubi would be the option. I think it's all very fascinating. A lot of this is speculative, but I'm assuming within the next 2 weeks, like Tony said, 2 to 3 weeks or next few weeks, we're going to get the answer here. I don't think Dynamite is there. Collision is there. I feel very confident to say that Max is part of this deal. Mm-hmm. Streaming on Max, you know, a couple of months ago, I was, you know, it got to my ear. This is something that is an option for AEW or that they would really like is a simulcasting, much like how the NBA simulcasts playoff, you know, games on Max.
Yeah.
And you do that because people see the future of linear as a decline, which statistically it shows they are in a major decline. You know, the USA Network, for example, a few short years ago had like 89, 90 million. They were in 89, 90 million homes. Now it's like 69 million or 70 million. That's a big decline. You're losing people every single year, a nice percentage of people to non-cable viewership. Mm-hmm. You have to pivot. AEW being simulcasted on Max is a great idea. We're also in a cord-cutting world where,
yeah,
you know, YouTube TV, I pay for it. Almost $100 a month I pay for this stupid thing. I only watch like five things.
Right.
And the Mets, SNY is not on it, so I have to pay for SNY to watch SNY. I watch it for wrestling, and I watch it for other sports, but that's about it.
And you still have cable.
And I don't have cable.
Oh, you don't?
YouTube
you,
TV.
Okay.
YouTube TV.
Just
is my
YouTube
cable.
TV. Okay. Yeah.
You know, I think a lot more people are inclined to be cord cutters, and this would be more appealing to them if they could spend, you know, $20 a month instead of $100 a month and watch it. You know, this all has to do with strategy and positioning. I will say I feel confident that Max is happening. I feel confident that pay-per-views will be on Max. I don't know if that's an exclusive thing. I don't believe it's an exclusive thing because you still have to have partners like Johan Promotions for your pay-per-view distribution in businesses. They still have that Johan Promotion deal with in the theaters. So I do think if they're on Johan, then that means that they're going to have a pay-per-view provider also, like DirecTV or, yeah, or, you know, whoever the cable provider is. And I also think that you're going to... I believe so. You're going to get the archives.
Sure.
Because we've already seen it happen in the European version of Max. Mm-hmm. But the pay-per-view is fascinating to me because do you put this in a tiered plan, which we know that Max was planning on doing with BR, or do you charge more? I don't think Max has the availability to do a pay-per-view functionality right now. It doesn't. So unless they get it together by the end of the year, I think this might be a tiered thing, which is fine. Again, yeah. I'm speculating on that, on the pricing of the tier thing, but I do believe, I feel confident to say pay-per-views will be on Max.
I will throw in my two cents here for the Max stuff. I do believe that they have the best infrastructure to do any
kind
of
streaming. Yeah, you're a fan of it.
Honestly, Max is my favorite app.
Yeah.
It really is. And listen, like, we're in the modern age. I'm in my 40s. We unfortunately subscribe to pretty much every streaming service, you know?
And doesn't that suck?
It does
suck. I hate it.
But I do enjoy Max the most. It's the most bang for your buck. It's crisp. I've never had an issue with it. At least me. I can't speak for others, but I love watching the NBA on it. You know, I'm excited to watch AEW on it. Now, let me ask you.
Yeah.
So Tony Khan's saying we're 90% there.
Well, he said 90%. Then he said like 100. And then he's like, I'm 100%. He changed his number.
Is that 90? In your opinion, is that 90 more like a 99 or more like a 75?
Well, they are. If you're saying the Max deal is done.
Yeah.
Like I don't have any doubt in my mind that is finished. Mm-hmm. So people are going to say, well, why are they waiting? Well, I mentioned this before. You need corporate synergy. There's a lot of things that go into place. Marketing has to be involved. Your PR department needs to be involved. You know, if you're breaking this news, it shouldn't be, you know, you're not running to me to
right,
break
exactly.
this news. You want Variety or...
No offense to you. But
no offense to me. You want major publications promoting this and perpetuating the fact that, hey, look, this secondary pro wrestling brand, and I'm not saying in a disparaging way, has achieved something incredible here with this, this, and this, and this.
Absolutely. Well, folks live in that pro wrestling bubble, and they get their news from you and Sean. You can say anything.
So, again, people keep asking me, like, is it FS1? Is it Fox? Is it Tubi?
Mm.
Fox has been said to me, but I don't know if they mean Fox as, like, Fox National.
Like Fox.
Which, yeah. I mean, that would be incredible.
Yeah.
But would you put a one-hour program on Fox National?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does that become somewhat of a flagship? Do you represent it as a C-level show? I don't know. I think it's great for AEW to diversify.
Absolutely.
Now,
the
other thing is maybe it's two shows. Maybe Rampage goes somewhere, and so does this new one. You know, and again, I'm not telling you it's Fox.
Right.
Okay. Don't twist that. But you know, process of elimination and things that have been said to me is that they were interested. I will tell you that there was interest on that side.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yes.
If I can put this eloquently and not stumble over my words here.
Yeah.
No more SmackDown on Fox.
No more SmackDown on Fox.
The possibility of another wrestling show on Fox does indicate that Fox is still interested in some kind of pro wrestling product.
But I'll tell you why. WWE was not a failure in the sense of, I'm going to say qualm, right? Like a qualm's good. Like it wasn't a failure as far as like, you know, the viewership. If it was getting 5 million people a week, I think it would be a very different discussion. But we know where... We know where wrestling is. We understand how TV viewership is. Those 5, 6, 7 million views per week, even 1 million views per week, is something that is generally only achieved by late night cable, you know, like primetime cable, sports, and maybe whatever the hottest show is. It you know, majority of cable, if you look at it, is, I mean, a couple hundred thousand views and you're surviving. You know, you're doing well.
Right.
AEW getting, you know, 700,000 views or 680,000 views. That is not a failure in the world of ad revenue in advertising. Obviously, they could do better with the ratings. I'm not protecting their viewership. They should be higher. Mm. But I don't think it was a total failure in the sense for Fox as far as like, well, wrestling didn't work for us. It was, oh my God, we paid this astronomical number as a loss leader. But it was leading into the news.
Right.
Into local news, which doesn't pay off. You know, Fox and NBC and CBS, they lose money on the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, they're again, lose is it's not the proper term, but it's a loss leader in the sense of, well, whatever follows this or whatever is pre to this, there's so many hours in the block that we could sell an ad. The ad rate for whatever, I can't remember what it was for SmackDown. I have that somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Was they couldn't charge more to make more. This was it. Right. This was like they asked the most that they could. But, however, it opened up an interesting avenue and a Pandora's box opened up. Wait a minute. We are interested. We have clients that are interested in professional wrestling.
Right. So not necessarily a failure, but at some point diminishing returns. And also that original presentation, wasn't it supposed to be more sports-based and more tied into Fox Sports than anything?
That went out the window. The concept of possibly moving it from Friday went out the window.
Yeah.
The pandemic did not help them at all with this, but the ratings were solid and they continued to grow year over year and they were doing great the last couple of years. You know, it wasn't like, well, wrestling stinks. We don't want wrestling. It was... Yeah, the logistics just doesn't add up. The math doesn't add up, and if they got more money.
And these are strictly numbers, not content-wise. Content-wise, I think Fox, I think SmackDown on Fox became the A show for many weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Fox has inventory.
Yeah.
And they have a relationship with advertisers that would be willing to advertise on professional wrestling programming. But you know who else has a relationship with those advertisers? Other networks as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if Paramount would get something, but I, you know, an FS1 or a Fox or something would be fascinating to see what they could do with AEW.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the other thing you got to look at also is, you know, WWE, like the ratings for Rampage, right?
Right.
Abysmal. Collision this week was terrible, but they went up against football. They went up against SmackDown on a different time slot. I mean, no excuses. They should be doing better for sure, but
football is the yearly monkey wrench for wrestling.
Football is the yearly monkey wrench for all of television, yeah. Really. It cannot be FX because that is a Disney property, not Fox. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people still think that's still Fox. I'm very curious to see where they go with this.
Oh, same here.
And by the way, this is not a negative on the relationship between WBD and AEW at all.
Yeah.
The rah-rah in WBD and that company is tremendous for AEW.
Oh, for sure. Are they still under-promising and over-delivering? AEW as a whole.
I don't think they're over-delivering.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it like that. I think if they were getting a million views a week, you know, if they're still getting those high 800s and 900s, yeah, I would say that they're maybe slightly over-delivering.
We have a question here. Yeah. We usually take questions at the end, but I want to do this because it's Kate, friend of the show. What are the odds, super chat here, odds that AEW will be profitable by the end of 2025?
So I don't know how much money they're making. I mean, I could tell you, I've never once reported a number. Some people think I reported that $1 billion a year number. That's fantastic for pro wrestling if they're able to get $1 billion a year.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know any number. But I was told that this is a significant increase. I don't know what that means. I can't measure the word significant. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're making, I'm just throwing a number. If you're making $100 million a year and you make another $50 million, is that significant? Is another $25 million significant? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't measure that. I do think that they will be profitable probably. Yeah, probably 2026.
Sure.
That's a very realistic profitability standpoint. For
Do you consider AEW still going through growing pains?
Yeah. They just exited the startup version of AEW. Now they're putting in key people in key positions. They've hired a lot of VPs and people to overlook certain departments. It's no longer the Tony Khan show.
Mm-hmm.
And good. I mean, it shouldn't be. Yeah, right? How much can one guy do?
Right.
So you need to hire the right people and put them in key positions to grow your company. I think growth is going to be a very important part of this new deal for them.
Yeah.
A lot of the angst and the anxiety is gone regarding how much are we getting? When are we getting? Are we going on max? When are we going on max? You know, it opens up this whole new avenue of, okay, now we could plan ahead for the next couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and this company has had multiple situations happen. Remember, it was a barter agreement initially, right? That was the report. I don't remember 2019, and I wasn't covering wrestling like this. But you know, it wasn't like they were handed $100 million a year and said, "Here you go, Tony." They had to earn it every time.
Yeah.
So it was little by little they grew and they added this and they added that show. You know, I less is more sometimes, but you also need those secondary and third level shows. Listen, WWE had Velocity, had Main Event, had Jacked, had Metal.
Oh my God.
Right?
Livewire.
Nobody was arguing their viewership.
Yeah.
Nobody was arguing.
Different time, though.
You know, Velocity only got, or, you know, Jacked is getting this. You know, they had a very different way to do it. And here's another question. What happens with Ring of Honor?
Yes.
I have nobody has mentioned Ring of Honor to me. Never in a conversation.
You know, Ring of Honor, from a fan's perspective, Ring of Honor may be the only true brand split to ever happen in pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Where, like, that. People are just like, oh, it's its own thing. You know, like, legitimately, it's its own thing. Do you want to do something a little different and take some pertinent questions to the topic that we are on?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
This is from Letters from the Left. Couldn't this just be WBD sublicensing a show to Fox or another network?
That could be very possible, too. It will not be Collision and Dynamite, I'll tell you that.
Okay. Shockwave.
Shockwave. Rampage.
Sure.
You know, Rampage was not part of the plan for this company. Mm-hmm. They kind of were like, their arm was twisted to do it. Has it been a plus for them? Yeah, it gets guys on TV. It gets more people on TV, and it gets them ready for TV, and it's another hour of programming that's inexpensive. You're filming anyway. Why wouldn't you?
I think that's the impetus, right? That was the bang for the buck. If you're going to go see a Dynamite, why not stay the extra hour?
Why not stay the extra hour and watch it? And also, you know, would you rather want a third hour of Dynamite, or would you want this?
Right, exactly.
I would rather want this, because I don't want my Dynamite to be 3 hours.
Yeah.
You also have to look at the way of financial growth for a brand like this is, see, it's crying. The
computer's I hear it. It's a
dying cat in this computer. You got to add more hours to get more money. That's why WWE was 3 hours for over a decade. They wanted the money. We'll talk about that too, because that's fascinating.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It could be WBD involved in sub-licensing. It could be just Tony out there negotiating on his own for more content. It could be either or. I don't know that.
Next question. We got a super chat here. It's from Brutta.
Brutta.
What are the odds this Shockwave gets us the debut of Rebecca Quinn and Shane? Also, Ring of Honor would be great on Tubi.
I think Tubi's talking to somebody else right now.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't think Becky Lynch is going to AEW.
No, you don't think so?
You know, I'm not going to say I'll eat my shoe. Because
stop yourself.
I'll eat my shirt.
Stop yourself. You've promised to eat a lot of things. Oh, you're going to eat your AirPods?
Then you can ping it and it'll just...
You've promised to eat a lot of things on the air over the last 10 years, and you've never followed through.
I am not going to promise you that I would eat my shirt on that, but I don't think that that's a reality. I think the Shane thing is fun. I think that's a very fun, silly thing to be excited about. It tickles me to see that giant head of his on that screen.
Mm-hmm. Listen, a little side note too, especially with the WWE guys turning on Danielson.
He brings in Shane, his best pal, listen, best bud.
Mox's best bud, Shane McMahon.
Jip. I want him to do this on AEW.
Like all the punches, the Shane punches. Love it. I want that Van Terminator.
I want to see him and Malachi. I want to see Shane McMahon versus Malachi Black.
Oh, dude. Shane versus Darby, Shane versus Malachi. I want Shane versus Brody King.
Give me something more ridiculous. Shane versus Okada. That's a good one, too.
Shane Brian Cage.
I don't think Shockwave. I don't think Shockwave is to get a debut of Rebecca Quinn and Shane. I don't believe whatever that is. If it is a TV show, I do not see it being a flagship show. I think it is another show to put content on and put wrestlers on and have them get experience.
Could it be a show or could it be a pay-per-view?
I was leaning towards show until someone said, hey, you know, that they still would like to get 12 pay-per-views a year out of AEW, WBD. You know, they're adding more and more. They added that February pay-per-view, so I guess Revolution gets pushed to March.
Okay.
What's in April? Is anything in April?
When's Full Gear? Honestly, like...
Full Gear's in November.
It's not that I don't pay attention.
I know. My brain is so...
I'm so confused by the time. Not confused. I just don't know when every AEW pay-per-view is. I know what they're called. You know what they're called.
Yeah.
But when?
The one with poker chips.
There you go.
The one with metal pieces.
That's...
The one at the end of the world.
That's Double or Nothing. You got Double or Nothing.
Okay, World's End, Double or Nothing.
All Out, All In.
All Out, All In.
Revolution.
Revolution. Grand Slam next year.
That's not a pay-per-view.
Though. Yeah, it's a pay-per-view.
Yeah,
February is a pay-per-view.
No, Grand Slam's the Arthur
Ashe. No, more.
So they're year is going to be a
Australia.
Paper. Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay.
The Australia show.
Forbidden Door.
The Door of Forbiddenness, yeah.
Right? There's got to be a couple
I lost count.
More. Yeah. All right.
I lost count. So give me a couple more questions.
Let's do us. We got a super chat here. We got a super chat here from Paul Anthony Moss. Great name. With the WBD-AEW relationship dynamic, does WBD have any influence or expressed a desire for certain wrestlers to be on Dynamite or Collision? Great question.
Paul, that's a great question.
Great question.
I've never... I've never heard like anybody like push, you know? I've never heard anybody say like, hey, this guy should get the title. Or that guy should be on this show. Mm-hmm. I've never heard that before.
Right.
You know,
it's kind of old school too.
Yeah. Like, I don't But the people that I talk to wouldn't really necessarily like be engaged in that. Like they're not like wrestling people. You know what I mean? Like
they're money people.
I don't even know if they would even really know a lot of the guys. Like they obviously know who's like a top guy because they're invested in this thing.
Right.
But, you know, like I've never, or if they are wrestling fans, they've never really expressed it to me. Like
they kayfabe you.
Probably.
This is one from Cadillac Carson, friend of the show. What's up? Do you think the New Deal will get announced during one of the TV programs or pay-per-views, or will it get announced online? Do you see a full-blown press conference for this? Do you see it as part of Dynamite? Do you see it as a press release? Like, how do you interpret what's going to come out?
I don't know. I mean, but here's the thing, right? Like, WWE's never done that. Like, they've never gone on TV and been like, and by the way, we just signed a 5-year deal, you know, on TV. Yeah. We're here to stay. I don't know. I think you need it to be more like, does anybody give a shit? You know, we do.
I mean, clearly people do.
I mean, listen, you as a fan, you don't give a shit about any of this stuff.
I don't give a shit about anything.
Like, you don't care about the business stuff. You like TV.
I do like the business stuff, but I'm not invested.
You're not invested in it. Like, it doesn't change the way you view the show.
No. It also doesn't tickle my fancy like it does other people.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. Like, would anybody give a shit if Tony goes on TV and he's like, we signed a 5-year deal with, you know, this, and we're doing this, and we're back on this? Like,
well,
other
if he
than
says
if,
it like that.
You know what makes sense? You know what's great? Yeah. Starting in January, you know, AEW pay-per-views will be on Max, you know, the PLEs will be, that would be a big thing, right? Like that, because that's how you view it, or a channel change. That's how you view it. I don't think announcing and celebrating on TV would be, I don't know, maybe they will do it. I wouldn't. I would just put out a press release and it's business. It's on the business end stuff. It's not your TV.
Right. Part of me does want Tony Khan to go out there and do a Howard Dean on live TV.
I want him to do a Howard Stern.
Be like, we're doing this. And just like Sibian. Go bananas. Listen, that's not for this show.
That's not for this show. Sorry. Wrong show.
This is the PC show.
Yeah.
Pure cock.
Poppycock.
Kate Fabe asks, Rich, does it make you inexplicably mad? I have to follow up with that. What makes, a lot of things make me mad. What, in this case, what is the thing that makes me inexplicably mad? Get mad about a lot
numbers,
of stuff.
Numbers. Yeah, he turns to the Hulk.
Can't count.
He turns green.
I can't count.
1, 4, 18, 72.
Yeah, God forbid I got to go to the grocery store and calculate stuff. Let's see. Do you want to move on?
You could throw a couple more. Let's do two more questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
People are interested in this.
Brian Knight. Will Shockwave replace Rampage Collision or be an additional show? Apologies if you already mentioned it. I missed the start of the show.
I don't think it's a replacement for Collision. Rampage is interesting. I don't know if it's a replacement for Rampage. It could be. It could be another show. It could be that they're shopping around Rampage. It could be that Rampage is there. I think there's a lot of... I feel like... I'm not going to assume. You know what? I don't want to say anything because then I'll wait on that. I'll wait like a week.
Okay.
What I want to say.
Sure. Excellent.
Sorry. I don't want to put out anything that could be taken out of context or you know, like I want to talk about things that I'm certain on.
Next week on Beyond the Bell, Andrew makes his press release.
Next week I put out a press release. Yeah.
Yes, to answer Kate's question, she asked, does the business side make me inexplicably mad? It doesn't. I'll be honest with you. I do enjoy reading about it. I don't have a vested interest in it. You know, like much like reading an article in the Wall Street Journal, I'm like, oh, interesting. That's cool. I have new information.
Yeah.
It doesn't tickle me or anything. It's just facts. You know, these are objective truths that are happening. You know?
Yeah.
What I, as a fan, and I think you as a fan as well, you just want good wrestling on TV.
I just, dude, that's all I really care about. Like, I really just want good wrestling on TV. Like,
all the wrestling.
I don't care what company it is.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have an allegiance to any brand, any company. Like, I like what I like.
Yeah.
And that, you know, like, I like wrestling. Like, I like Bloodsport. I'll watch Bloodsport.
Absolutely.
I'll watch New Japan. I watch Noah. I watch TNA as much as I can. I try to watch NXT as much as I can.
You love classic CZW death matches.
Ugh. See, you know what? I shouldn't do that. If that is, I will not poo-poo mm-hmm. on your meal.
Yeah.
Okay?
Don't if yuck you, their yum.
I do not yuck your yum.
Yeah.
If that's what you like, then that's great. I don't have to love it, but guess what? I don't go on Twitter and I don't say this should be canceled.
Yeah.
GCW should be banned. The State Athletic Commission should remove their license.
Yeah. It doesn't do it for you. It's fine. Wrestling Society. We are Wrestling Society X shills.
Yo, that was a wacky show.
So there's a lot of folks, you know, it's funny. Time flies so fast. Like, we're in our 40s. But like in that 2000s period, there was a lot of wrestling content that never made it.
They tried. People tried.
The closest alternative, I think, that came to grabbing people's attention as far as wrestling fan goes on a pretty much like, I guess, the worldwide stage or a national stage was Lucha Underground.
That was fascinating, too. They just didn't have distribution mm-hmm. properly.
And,
you know?
And it turns out, terrible contracts.
Terrible contracts, but yeah. But you couldn't view it. Like, I couldn't get it. Like, I didn't have it on my TV.
Oh, I had El Rey.
I had to wait till the season was over.
Yeah.
Dario Cueto, great character.
Oh, fantastic. Let's see. All right, so if you guys have questions, we're going to save them to the end of the show.
Yeah,
if you missed the beginning of the show, we did talk about the WBD TV deal and the possibility of Fox or maybe other networks.
Can you imagine if I sell out and I prove everybody wrong and I go work for AEW?
I would love that.
That would make me so happy.
Take me with you.
That would just totally sell out.
I'll be your Luther, and I'll just carry you everywhere.
Just carry me like a baby.
It'll be like a Master Blaster. I'll put you on my shoulders.
Sorry, Tony. It's a package deal. He has to carry me around like a baby.
I'll put you on my shoulders like Master Blaster, and then you go, who run AEW town? All right. So.
We're going to continue. I'm sure we're going to talk more about this. So if you're watching just for this, stay tuned, because I'm sure there's going to be something that I remember midway through the show, because... Yeah. The retention span of a squirrel.
We're going to be doing questions at the end anyway, so you know, feel free to super chat us. Your question will be answered first if you super chat us at the end of the show. Right now, we're going to go into the big news from this weekend, the fallout from AEW All Out, Saturday night's pay-per-view. Here are your two major takeaways. One, the Blackpool Combat Club turned on Bryan Danielson.
Yeah. Do you know what? That surprised me.
I kind of saw it coming. And I was like, oh, at the start of the show, I was like, oh, Mox isn't on the card. This guy's going to show up, save the day, and turn on Danielson. And it kind of happened, but not the way I thought it was. I thought he was going to save him from the Bucks.
Yeah.
And then turn on him. Did Swerve and Hangman go too far? In my opinion, no.
Okay.
We're going to do the rest of the card.
I watched it twice.
Okay? Same here.
I, watching it live, I was so tired because mm-hmm. we had a party at my house.
Yes.
That
day. Yeah. And boy, what a party it was.
You know? Well, it wasn't a party. It was just cake for Aaron.
Yeah. And a lot of drinks.
You didn't.
No. It was a very good
Stone
boy.
Cold Sober.
Mm-hmm.
It's
my new character.
Stone Cold Sober?
Stone Cold Sober. Give me some water.
Give me some water.
Give me some water, you son of a bitch.
You know, I was kind of like in and out. So I was like, you know what? I want to watch it in the morning because I had to do Observer Live. So I rewatched it. And I watched it with Jess and the kids.
Oh, brother.
Hunter's quote was, why are they doing that to each other? Taylor was very fascinated, but she's very macabre, my daughter.
She is.
Jess was disgusted. She's like, this isn't for me.
Those bricks should be used for building a wall.
Yeah, but I explained. So,
in the backyard.
But here's the cool thing, right?
Don't take that out of context.
I sat there and I mansplained the whole thing to her.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, but let me explain this to you. Wait a minute, babe.
You know, these guys.
So I explained the whole story. She's like, actually, that's, it makes all the sense.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
This guy broke into his house and I was like, his wife was pregnant with his daughter. He yep. had to leave. Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know, son or daughter. He had to leave for a little bit, came mm-hmm. back. And, you know, there's a whole story. It was fantastic. It was such a the story sold it. Like the
oh my god! Yeah.
I know that it was a lot. It was a ton. It was a lot. I know, but
it made sense.
It made sense. Like, is that my cup of tea to watch? Like, no, I definitely preferred the Will Ospreay match, and mm-hmm. I definitely like the Danielson match.
Yeah,
right. Like,
But how did you feel about Danielson getting almost murdered by the bag?
I don't have the oh my gosh, it's a plastic bag.
Yeah.
As much as a lot of other people do.
Well, we're also a little bit.
I used to put plastic bags over my head as a kid all the time.
Well, I mean, you were trying to David Carradine.
I mean, when I was a kid, I didn't feel like disgusted by it. I was like, okay, they're doing a thing here.
It definitely made you feel something. We are a little bit desensitized to this kind of stuff. You know,
again, I grew up watching ECW.
Oh yeah.
I think I would be a hypocrite if I started saying, well, this stuff shouldn't be on TV because that's what I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Is it my cup of tea at 40 years old now? No, but I've also, you know, for a lot of people, like, I've been exposed to so much wrestling and so much bad versions of that, what they did in that ring.
Yeah.
Like, that was not a bad version of it. That was actually...
quite well done.
Quite well done.
And very... it made sense. It was very well done. Arguably...
listen, on the polar opposite side, right? That strap match, right? Yeah. I hate a four-corner strap match.
Yeah.
I hate it. However, they did a fantastic job.
You came around to it.
Is that match my cup of tea? No, I don't prefer that match. But, you know what? Mm. They did the best that they could with that match.
Absolutely.
And it was really good.
Yeah.
I would say that these guys did fantastic.
I honestly thought, and we'll get into the rest of the card, but I honestly thought as soon as he took out the syringe, I was like, oh, is Hangman going to go so far as to knock him out with whatever's in the syringe?
That's what we did at the party a couple of weeks ago.
That is true. Knock him out. What? We just put people on swing sets.
Well, Kyle. Kyle took the syringes.
Oh, that's
right.
I
used my Samoan and just put them all in his forehead. And he's like, look at me. I'm a doctor.
I honestly thought Hangman was going to take the syringe, inject Swerve with knockout juice,
put him
over his shoulder and leave.
And just take him.
And take him. And that would have been the end of it.
I would have had more of a problem with that.
I think like that would have shocked people in a certain way where it's like, oh, he's not done with him yet. But I do enjoy seeing the Hangman's falling apart, the lunacy of Hangman being pushed too far. That scream at the top of the ramp at the end of the show, unbelievable.
And let me tell you something. Do you know why he did that? And look, I got goosebumps
Same here.
Oh, look at me, I'm Dwayne. I felt it.
I'm Dwayne.
Look at me, I'm like Dwayne. Dwayne
Johnson.
I do this.
Dwayne.
You
need to grow another 3 feet to be Dwayne.
Nine feet
tall.
I wish. I'm shrinking, dude.
Turn 40, man.
I'm becoming a small old man. Swerve did the same thing at their last match when he hung Hangman.
Yep.
He got on the ramp and he did the same scream, and it's so well done.
Yeah.
It was dark. It was a dark blood feud of a match, and those two were fantastic. They are great. They're fantastic. They told a story of this hatred that they have towards each other.
Yeah.
You know, did you love it? Did you hate it? All right, that's your opinion. I thought it was done really well. Is it my cup of tea, that kind of match? No, but you know what? That's the beauty of professional wrestling.
Right.
It should be different. You should have different types of matches and different types of styles. You know, I've always said Kenny Omega bumping off the rope is one of the best things I've seen.
Yes.
I like how unorthodox he is when he lifts his leg. I like the little tiny nuances
that
separate everybody from everything. They put on a great death match.
Yes.
And that's what it was.
Well, it's very interesting, too, because Swerve was a CZW champ, right? So
I think
there's that a little bit of him bringing that element to a stage that people may not be as familiar with that style as other styles, you know? Very cool. I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I had zero problem with it. I know folks did, but listen, it's pro wrestling. Let's go into the main
show. I'm going to be more offended by that debate tonight.
Oh, my God. I can't. Let's go into the main show. MJF defeated Danny Garcia. Before the match started, it was emphasized that each of them really wanted to break each other's necks. MJF going low for the win. Danny Garcia hit the pile driver from the second rope, which he wanted to do all along. Solid opener.
Yeah, it was a solid opener.
Good match.
And it looks like he's, apparently the reports are, I'd have no insight on this, that MJF is taking some time off.
Good. He needs it.
He just came back, too.
I think a lot of folks need it.
I think that's healthy. I think that's really healthy to come back, do some things, go away for a couple weeks, let somebody else go on TV, develop their character, grow. You know, the rise of Swerve really comes from the fact that they lost a lot of guys to injury.
Yeah.
And the program that they had planned for Swerve didn't pan out. You know, that Keith Lee stuff never worked.
It never manifested.
It never... So many different attempts at it, too. And just... It's...
One day we'll know.
Well, I do know. One day we'll talk about it. I don't go into like the backstage stuff like that.
The thing that AEW can easily do that I don't think WWE does is you have such a roster where you can rotate folks and it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, give MJF 2 months off, have him come back, work 2 months, take another couple of weeks off. You know, like you want these guys healthy.
You want them healthy, especially your flagships.
And you see exactly what the grind has done to folks who show up in the company who come off being on the road for 300 days a year, let's say, you know, immediately, like, it's unfortunate. Like, a lot of those guys that got signed from WWE immediately got hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, sometimes it's coincidence. Sometimes it's style.
Yeah. You know? So, the Young Bucks defeated Young Bucks. Claudio and Wheeler to retain the AEW tag titles. This very much played into what happened later. Decent match. I think the setup was this a filler?
It didn't. You listen, Claudio. I thought it was a fine match. I think Claudio looked like $1 million.
Oh yeah.
I didn't. I was not invested in this match.
Same
here. I don't know if it was how it was built. Did I miss something on Collision? I don't know.
I was saying I was telling somebody the other day that Claudio, if it wasn't Claudio and Wheeler in this match, it would have probably been like Trent and. Like the best friends. This was like the best friend spot.
Yeah, I don't know. I it was what it was.
Let's see. We got Ospreay defeated Pac to retain the AEW International title. Great, great match. How did you feel about this? What a showcase for both guys.
Fantastic.
Two modern day British wrestling legends.
You know, where is it? I lost everything here. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Did the WBD everything. Stuff take a lot out of you? Or are you just like, zoning
I'm
out?
Warding. I'm warding. This in any, I mean, match of the year contender for sure. Top five matches of the year for sure.
Okay.
They had such smooth transitions. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Will Ospreay. Is he the guy? He is the flagship? Is he the guy?
Is he? I feel like we're at the precipice of finding out who the real guy is over the next year.
There was a lot of debate as to like, well, why aren't they putting the title on this guy right now? Like right now, this is the guy, right? This is the guy. I'm like, but wait, guys. Like again, I'm not comparing him to Steve Austin. I don't do that.
Right.
However, when Steve Austin in 1997, he was the guy.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, why don't you put the title? He should get it. Late 97, he should get it. He should get it before going into WrestleMania. Sometimes you just need to build it, and then it happens.
You can't do the participation trophy, you know?
Just no, I think he's doing great stuff, and you're building a way for him to go into that position. He has the international title. That is a very prestigious title. They've really built that as the, you know, it is the IC title, but done in a way that a top guy has it.
Intercontinental.
Yeah,
no, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
This
match shocked me.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Look, real quick, though.
Yeah.
Again, you know, is Will Ospreay the guy? Is Swerve the guy? Is Hangman the guy? You know, with this new Moxley turn, is Moxley the guy again? When Kenny comes back, is he going to be the guy? You know, so, like, I think AEW is in a great place for your main eventers.
Yes.
Statlander defeated Willow Nightingale in a Chicago street fight. What do you think?
I love this. I thought it was fantastic.
They did.
Two Long Island girls beat the crap out of each other.
Not only did they do a fantastic job.
With light tubes.
Not only did they do a fantastic job, but they did it following Pac versus Ospreay. Tough position to be in for anybody.
That's a death spot, right? Yeah. That is an impossible, impossible spot to be in. And they, thank God, it was a street fight and not a regular match.
Because absolutely.
If it wasn't, it would have been probably a downer. They did a good job with positioning this properly.
So Willow gets Statlander to tap after getting the chain around her mouth. Really good, hard-hitting match. Like, pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Really good stuff. And this kind of sets up for the rest of the night, too, because, like, the rest of the night got a little very kablooey. Kazuchika Okada defeats Konosuke Takeshita with Don Callis, Ring of Honor World Champion. Mark Briscoe and Orange Cassidy retain the Continental title, not the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
Fun match.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was fun.
It's great seeing Okada do anything on a pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah. You know, the Takeshita in him is going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. What else do we have here? We have Mercedes Moné defeating Hikaru Shida to retain the TBS title. The story seems to be that Mercedes could win without help from Camille. And Mercedes debuted a new finish.
No, same finish.
Was it the same finish?
Yeah, I hate it. That's, remember, not the bank set. That's the one that she's been doing.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, Mercedes needs a new finisher.
It is terrible.
I misread that. Yeah.
That finisher is terrible.
What was it called? The bank statement?
No, that's not the bank. What does she call it? The money maker.
Okay.
Just do the bank statement, dude. That was a good move.
Yeah.
It's hard to do this on someone that's not like 100 pounds.
I misread the notes. Yes. Let's see. Danielson defeated TNT champ Jack Perry to retain the AEW World title. How did you like this match?
I liked it a lot.
I think these guys did. This was a very solid world title match.
Jack Perry took the best. He sold. I've never seen anybody sell this good. Mm-hmm. That running knee from the corner.
Yeah.
He flipped inside out.
Now, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Jack Perry.
Yeah.
Best hair in pro wrestling.
Oh, man. What beautiful locks on that boy.
By a mile or no?
By a mile.
Is Tanahashi number two?
I would have said a while ago.
Oh,
I mean, Max's hair is really good right now. You know?
Interesting. Okay.
He went to Turkey and then he came back. He could have got to Dr. Ziering in Long Island. He could have got to Dr. Bauman in Fort Lauderdale. I don't know. A lot of good hair transplants. I don't know what he did. I'm not exposing anybody.
Would you ever consider going to medical school?
To become a hair transplant?
To become a hair transplant surgeon.
Can I tell you something about how fucked up that industry is?
Sure.
I don't even have to. I could just take
do it.
I'm going to tell you something. No, I'm going to tell you something.
You can do a Hannibal Lecter, drug somebody, and swap their hair out.
You know, that's what they were doing. There was a guy that sued Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say his name. He was a New York hair transplant surgeon mm-hmm. that had sanitation workers doing full strip procedures, meaning they carved, like they would take your head like this, like ham, cut it from one side to the other.
Oh my God.
And then they would harvest and put it in. There were sanitation workers doing the procedures.
Wow.
Okay. Chauncey got a hair transplant from him.
Really?
And that's why the back of his head looks like he was thrown out of a car.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
But now
you said hair, not head.
I could take a 1 weekend course, mm-hmm. technician course,
mm-hmm.
and I could become a technician to do the robot to harvest the FUE. Because you don't need to cut the hair anymore. You could just pluck it from the back of the head.
Right.
I could do it in a weekend. I actually, to be honest with you, I'm not even kidding you.
Uh-huh.
I've watched so many videos because I helped Spencer do the Global Hair Loss Summit, mm-hmm. which is all the world's best hair transplant surgeons.
I love how excited you get about
this. I get so excited
about
this.
I genuinely love how you get so excited about this.
You know what? That is my other secret career, and I never talk about it.
I know.
Okay?
Hair.
I watch so many of these videos, and I read so many of these journals
mm-hmm.
where I'm fully confident. Like, if you're like, hey, okay, this is what you got to do. I'm like, I got it. Don't worry about it. I can perform surgeries. I'm not even exaggerating.
How are your hands? Are your hands shaky?
You don't even have to. It's a robot. It's a robot that does it now. I just press a button. It's so easy.
Back to wrestling.
Yeah.
After the match, Killswitch came out.
I don't know what happened
here. This guy went into a hair fugue state.
Yeah.
But I love how, I really genuinely do love how excited you get about talking about hair.
I do get excited about hair.
You love hair.
Hold on, let me take my finasteride. You just reminded me.
Yeah, take it on the air. Didn't you say you were going to do something else on the air today?
I can't take that out.
Brian Danielson defeated TNT champion Jack Perry to retain the AEW World title after the match. Killswitch came out and they teased a Christian challenge, but Jon Moxley showed up and stopped it in his brown pants and white t-shirt. All the Blackpool Combat Club came out to protect Danielson during the celebration. Claudio uppercuts Danielson and Mox bags him with the plastic bag around his head. Awful. That's one of my...
You didn't like that.
No, well, that's also one of my irrational fears.
Oh, a plastic...
Yeah.
You know, I'm claustrophobic.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I can't...
So was that like a trigger for you?
If I think about it, it's like I get a little anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's rough. Yeah. But they did their job. This is very similar to Terry Funk and Ric Flair. When the beatdown was happening, Pac was shown keeping Yuta from doing anything, and Yuta was crying. This felt interesting, especially when they walked away and Claudio kind of gave the look back to Danielson. I don't think Claudio is 100% on this.
So who's making the call? Mox?
I think it's Mox making the call. And you're going to get your stable of former WWE guys.
Oh, my God. No, because, well, yeah, it's Pac. It's him.
Yeah, Pac, him, and Claudio. Someone else. And Marina Shafir.
And Marina Shafir. Marina looks great.
Oh, yeah.
$1 million.
Yeah.
Love the new look.
I'm very interested to see where it goes. Are we going to get that? Are we going to get a Mox-Danielson match as part of Danielson's retirement tour?
I still want to know. Why did he say, this isn't your company anymore?
I think Mox is taking over. Mox is doing the takeover.
Is he saying, like, this isn't the company that you know? Like, is he saying, did he get confused? Hey, Tony. This is wrong Tony, sorry. You know, like, I'm curious about that. Or is it Shane?
Do you want it to be Shane? Oh, man. How bad do you want it to be Shane?
Out of 10, like a 15.
Oh, yeah. I would love that.
I really do.
I would love that. You hear, like,
here comes the money. Here comes the money. Naughty by Nature song. Richard Johnson.
Shane coming out is like their financier.
Financier. Robert Rowe, New York City financier.
Shane coming out as the money would be great. I think Mox is... You know, like, Mox is being set up as the big heavy in the company now, right?
Mox is the big, yeah.
He's like the despicable bad guy.
Despicable bad guy, yeah. And he plays it really well.
Oh, he does. That guy can turn on a dime, which I love. Yeah. And now your main event. Hangman Page defeated Swerve Strickland in a lights-out steel cage match, but at what cost? This was an unsanctioned match.
Yeah.
The match started... This was nuts. I feel like this match is going to go down in wrestling history as something. We don't know yet, but...
Okay, here's a question. One of the best steel cage matches?
Absolutely. I think so.
Modern era?
Yes, I think so. Modern era, absolutely.
One of the best.
Well, them, before the cage got completely lowered, them just grappling each other to see whose head gets crushed by the cage.
Yeah.
Great opening.
Well, the staples.
The staples are nuts.
Yeah.
The staples, Swerve, and both of them taking those cinder block bumps.
Yeah. Swerve took it on the cinder block. Hangman took some of it, but it looked gnarly because it was all welted and scratched. Yeah.
The ref stopped it when
Hangman. Hangman? Did I say Hangman? Hangman.
You said Hangman.
Yeah.
The ref stopped it when Hangman, after doing the syringe to them, he took Swerve's grill out, hit the syringe in the mouth, hit him with a brutal chair shot, and the match was over.
Unprotected. I mean, shaved down chair, whatever they were saying. Yeah. I will say, you know, on another angle, the chair did, like, implode.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like that, the old school chair.
But the camera also cut out. Like, it pulled back really quick as soon as you saw that chair coming.
Yeah, which...
They didn't do a close-up, which I found very interesting.
Because it was kind of gimmick, you know, it was gimmick, the chair. But you could also tell when he was hitting him with the corner of the chair first, he hit him with the corner a bunch of times. Yeah. And he was holding that thing for, like, dear life, like, please don't fall apart on me.
Yeah.
Listen, I do not like unprotected chair shots.
Yeah, no.
You know, shaved, unshaved. I don't know if it makes a big difference. I don't know. Like, listen, they agreed on doing it, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think Swerve is a dumb guy. Neither is Hangman, and neither is Tony Khan.
Exactly.
Protecting the talent is one of the most important things. And if people are willing to do this spot, visually, it looks reprehensible.
Mm-hmm.
But is it actually causing any kind of pain or trauma to your brain? I don't know. I can't make that determination, but these guys are making that call and they're deciding to do it. And Swerve is not a dumb guy, and neither is Hangman, and neither is Tony.
Exactly.
So
what would you rate the show? What does Andrew think?
I thought it was I thought it was great. I don't know. B plus A. I don't know.
8.5 out of 10?
Yeah, sure. I thought it was the solid 8.
Solid 8. I'll go 8.5 on the show. I really enjoyed it. I think just like the minor gripe of like, I don't think we, and this is just like, so we're doing a podcast. I don't think that Bucks match should have been on the card. I feel like it could have been somebody else versus the Bucks. You know, there was like no stakes in that whatsoever. But yeah, it was a good show. I'm excited to see the next one. I'm very excited to see what happens with Danielson. I really want to know if you're going to get Danielson versus Nigel McGuinness.
I would hope that they do it because that's been teased for over a year now. So if you're going to do it, you should do it because you have a few months left.
Yeah.
Brian Alvarez has a great concept. You know how they trademarked clone and El Clone?
Interesting.
What if it's Danielson under a mask?
I'd be okay with that.
And it's a clone of Danielson.
I'd be okay
and he goes,
with
CCC.
you want to go into Raw?
Yeah.
Raw is moving to 2 hours for the remainder of 2024, starting on October 7th, less than a month away.
Yeah.
I think this is something that people have been clamoring about ever since Raw went to 3 hours.
Yeah, so 2 hours is great. I think 2 hours of wrestling is a perfect time.
Mm.
They're going to 2 hours for a number of reasons. One, they're making less money, obviously. They took, you know, this. I don't know what happened with that overlapping of the contract. You know, like the contract ends and you don't have a home. I don't know what happened there. That was a very strange thing that never, I can't imagine WWE that happening to. That they're moving to another network and they have a couple months where they don't have a contract. They took this for, I mean, nothing. It's like $20, $25 million for the quarter. So they're not making extra money, so why do 2 hours? This was a USA call because they have 10 p.m. programming now. And WWE, that's great for them because they're going to be able to tell a compact story better.
Yes.
Now, people are reporting that they are going to 3 hours on Netflix. It's not set in stone, and it will fluctuate. Maybe they'll go 3 hours. Maybe they'll go 240. Maybe they'll go 230. I think it's dependent on the episode.
They're going to feel that out. Yeah.
They're going to feel it out. And listen, I think this may be also a test. You know, watch them do this. Their ratings are going to go up because you're not going to have that 3rd hour decline. And maybe they're going to see, listen, the ratings go up and more viewership happens, and maybe this is the format to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great.
Absolutely. Do you want to go into Raw, or do you want to...
We're out of time.
Do quick, a quick three questions.
Let's do... you want to go at the end? Like some of the big stuff? Oh, Bret Hart. Here we go. Let's talk about that. Bret Hart came out. That was a great segment. The Bret Hart stuff.
Yeah.
Bret comes out. He's into big, big welcome, hometown welcome. He's interrupted by Gunther.
Huge pop.
Gunther calls him the best there is and says that he said he's the best, but only second to Bill Goldberg.
His favorite wrestler.
And Bret Hart, the rage kicked in.
Yeah.
You know what almost happened? I saw it, like talking about holograms and it like flipped. Like all of a sudden you saw the old Bret show up.
Yeah, yeah.
That he wanted to murder this guy. Imagine that's how he gets younger. Every time someone like compliments Bill Goldberg,
he puts him in a hold. Puts him in a sharpshooter.
Sammy came out, calls Bret his hero and challenged Gunther to a match. Gunther would decline. Bret would call him a coward. He would come back. Sammy would get into it. All right.
Yeah.
So that's the next program.
We get Hell in the Cell now. The Hell in the Cell announcement between Punk and Drew McIntyre. Great. Furthering of the Judgment Day Finn Balor stuff, which I like. You also have we had the Intercontinental Championship number one contenders match. Jey Uso beating Braun Strowman, Ilya Dragunov, and Pete Dunne. Big fan of Bronson Reed showing up to take out Braun during the match.
Yeah.
I feel like this could be the feud that Braun has always needed.
I don't know. I don't know what you do with a guy that big. You know, like
put him with another guy that big.
I don't know. The Braun Strowman thing is.
I also really enjoyed
that Choo Choo Train ruined him for me.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Choo Choo. The Braun Breaker going backstage to quietly talk shit to everybody. Great.
That's good
part
stuff.
Of the show.
Yeah,
good
that
stuff,
is a good part.
Good stuff. It showed a little bit of range with the guy.
Yeah.
We got NXT tonight.
Going up against the debate, which is gonna do miserable for them.
I would
watch this over the debate.
I would personally like to watch the debut of Julia versus Chelsea Green
yeah.
as opposed to the debate. Yeah. I'm burnt out on politics. Let's see. We have a super chat here from Hearst
Hill. Yeah, let's do questions.
We're going to do a couple of questions here. Hearst Hill, ask Andrew, at what age you started losing your hair? and why the hair transplant?
Dude,
why did you get a hair transplant?
It's glued on, dude. This is glued on.
Glued. It's straight up glue.
It's glued on. Pull it.
Oh, no.
I am not against hair transplants. I have not had one, thank God, yet. Mm-hmm. I'm not against it, though. I will 100% get one if I need one. So far, so good.
Oh, this is from Kim. This is a good question right here. From Kim Gray. Is it bad I don't want to watch AEW anymore after the Swerve Hangman needle spot? It bothered me. If others like it, that's fine. I just can't.
Yeah, that's your your preference. You don't have to. You don't have to watch anything you don't want to watch, ever.
I agree with that. I also don't think you should judge an entire company and all the shows every week based on the one thing. You know, but now at least you know what you don't like. Was he on the air?
He's just mumbling to me.
Cursing into our ears?
Yeah, why are you cursing at me, dude?
He actually just put a syringe into his own mouth. He's like, see, it's not that bad.
What a psychopath this guy. If it bothered you that much, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't add more stress to your life. If it's a stressful thing to watch that stuff, don't do it.
Do one of these. Watch it like this. Let's see. This is from D. Eddie. Would the debate be more entertaining if it was an exploding barbed wire death match? Absolutely.
Quite frankly. Yeah. Absolutely. I think that's how it ends. That's how
Kamala comes out dressed like Bull Nakano and Trump like Onita.
Oh my God. And that's how they become friends. The ring's about to blow up and he just covers her. He covers her like Onita covered Terry Funk, and then they hug it out. That's it. Unity.
Oh, God. Paul Anthony Moss, what are your thoughts on Deonna Purrazzo's booking so far in AEW? Does both champs currently being heels hurt her title picture chances at the moment?
I don't know. They have so much talent on that roster. Mm-hmm. I've always felt that she has a tremendous upside, and I would like to see her more in a focus position rather than just coming out and be like, oh, it's Deonna, and then she loses.
Yeah,
I want to see something more with her.
She did a nice promo last week, you know, basically kind of addressing that.
Yeah,
I think she's got a huge upside, but you know, with a lot of the talent, you got to wait to pull the trigger. You know, exactly like you were saying about Will Ospreay, like people are clamoring, like why isn't he have the belt? Listen, slow burn it. It's fine. He's not going anywhere. He's going to deliver at a high capacity anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sean Garner, does Liv retain at Bad Blood? And who do you think answers Jordan Grace's open challenge?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know who answers the open challenge.
I'm going to say Asuka.
She's still banged up,
I think.
Yeah.
Is she still hurt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm curious about that, the open challenge.
Trish Stratus.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I don't know. I like Jordynne Grace too. She's fantastic. Hard work she put in, huh?
She came
because we've seen her career from beginning to now. Yeah. You know, and that's one of those few people. Like, and I think that's the cool thing about watching wrestling and getting older. I've seen so much of this, like the top talent now, like where they started and from Danielson on. You know, like all these guys. Like I've seen them wrestle in front of nobody.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, this is a good question here. Ed Toro, where will Motor City Machine Guns go next? It's been reported that they signed to WWE, but that was several months ago.
Yeah, that's what I had heard too.
Listen, if you want to boost that NXT tag team scene and then make that scene the main roster tag team scene, Motor City Machine Guns and the Lucha Brothers.
What do you think of the Grizzled Young Vets?
I like them. I'm
letting it play out. I don't like that finish though that they did.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the finish? Like the under kick and the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think they're better suited in AEW for now because they came in with a lot of fire.
I want to see them have more matches.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need to have some more matches.
Oh, that's right. Does Liv retain or not?
Does Liv retain? I think Liv should retain.
And when does Stephanie Vaquer debut?
Maybe on that that big Chicago show. When is that?
Next week.
But you gotta hit your mic when you talk for more than a second. There you go.
I believe she's still waiting on a visa in Mexico.
Thank you. Okay.
Current
visa. Who uses visa?
But. That's
what you use in American Express.
That's a good future feud. Julia beats Roxanne Perez at one point, gets that title.
Yeah, there you go.
Stephanie Vaquer comes out.
Oh my God. There's I love that.
There's your 3 month program on NXT.
Oh my God.
That'll probably bring
that.
A million eyes to the product. This is from Asad J. Any news on booking plans for Jay White? Are they going the distance?
Are
they going to distance him from Bullet Club Gold?
Yeah, I think they should.
Yeah.
I think Jay White needs to go on his own and start having some real big singles wins.
One man Bullet Club? I think he needs to not be a Bullet Club guy anymore.
I think he needs to do something. That guy is a hot prospect.
Yeah.
And at the time of his signing, that was the guy that everybody wanted.
Yeah.
And they really have not done a lot with him. I think being on Collision has affected it. I think they did some wacky stuff. I didn't like the stolen title belt thing that he was doing. Where he
enjoyed
stole
that,
the title
actually.
Belt.
Yeah.
I think you need to reestablish him. I think you need to reintroduce him as this is who Jay White is. This is what he's done. This is why he's, you know, in this position that he's in.
Yeah.
Let's have him win some matches.
I agree with you.
Takeshita, Daniel Garcia. I know Daniel Garcia hasn't signed his contract, so that's playing a part in this, but him and Takeshita, I would say for sure, need some real wins on TV.
I agree with that. Jay White's an interesting commodity. He's so awesome. I've always liked the guy. Ever since he debuted as the Stalker in New Japan, I've been very high on the guy, right? That being said, this part of this AEW roster hits a lot of nostalgia notes for me because it was a very... This is a very good New Japan roster from a few years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ospreay, Okada, etc. And you still have guys like Ishii showing up. I do think if Jay White's contract is running out soon and people are going to take a dump on this, I want to see that guy in NXT. Look at what you're getting with All Ego.
Yeah.
Right? Put Jay White on the NXT roster. See what happens. I think that's a good way to elevate that show.
I think that's a really good way to elevate the show. Yeah. Give me more. Give me a couple
more. Give
me more.
Seconds.
Let's do, like, I don't know, handful.
Does Julia beat Roxanne for the title on October 1st?
Roxanne has had a tremendous run, and she's so good. But that would be a great, you know, introduction to Julia. And we saw that, actually. They did something similar with the NXT champion right now, with Ethan Page. You know, he showed up, and he won the title. So maybe that's another reset. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could do that and have something happen there. I think that's a good idea.
This is from D. Eddie. Is CM Punk winning the NXT Championship on the CW debut?
Oh, that'd be something. Well, it already has a big fat X on it, so he doesn't need to spray paint it.
That Chicago debut, imagine if he just, like, takes that. Imagine you CM Punk getting that belt, and then it's Drew McIntyre versus CM Punk for the NXT title.
Dude, that would be great. Why not? But why not?
Make it nuts. Make wrestling as bananas as possible.
You can make wrestling as bananas as possible. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. There's no rules to this.
Corey Michaels, I hope we get more of Adam
Copeland.
Sean's
brother! How's your brother doing?
What? What's happening right now?
Corey Michaels, Sean's brother.
Oh, Sean. Corey Michaels, Sean Michaels' brother. I hope we get more of Adam Copeland and versus New Japan talent, because that's so crazy to me that it can happen now.
He's
agree.
Been training, so I guess he's feeling better.
The only difference is that he is so much bigger than everybody on the planet.
Why did he jump off that turnbuckle for that stupid move?
Hey, listen, you got to do what you're feeling, right? I feel like he got hurt the same way when he did that Bray Wyatt match.
Yeah, he got hurt there too.
Yeah.
When was that? When did he get hurt? Which pay-per-view was that? MG? Do
that,
you remember?
Wasn't that WrestleMania? Oh, for AEW.
You mean the one?
Yeah.
Was that Wrestle Dream or Revolution?
I think it was. We were there, weren't we?
No.
We weren't there for that.
I don't believe we were there.
Chat room. Please help me.
Chat room. Were we there?
Were we there?
Look that up, guys. Hearst Hill, do you think Bad Blood will see blood?
Maybe. We saw blood at the last show.
Yeah. Just a little bit, though.
Yeah, we saw a little bit.
A little bit.
No, CM Punk was bleeding.
No, he was.
It was double or nothing. It was double or nothing. So it's still July, August, September, October, November. He still needs some time.
Ed Toro, thoughts on Cody Rhodes being PWI number one wrestler of 2024? I agree with it. Why not?
You know what?
He's doing everything right.
Listen, you got it. It's not just in ring, right? You have to also look at the fact that this guy.
Yeah.
He really reinvented himself, and he got to the place that he wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he has to be number one.
Yeah.
Who's number two? Is it released? I need to see it.
Is Roman number two?
PWI. Let's see. PWI list.
MG, I'm surprised he didn't put a top 10 in the notes.
Yeah, I don't think he was aware. Yeah, Cody's number one. Oh, let's see. Oh, here's a color commentator list. You ready?
Ready.
Nigel McGuinness is number one. Wade Bang. Barrett,
great.
Number two.
Great.
Caprice Coleman, number three.
Great.
Matthew, I can't pronounce his last name, TNA. Taz, Pat McAfee, number six. Booker T, number seven. Hugo Savinovich for AAA, eight.
Still holding on, Hugo Savinovich.
Still holding on. Vita Scott for New Japan and Matt Menard.
Oh, she's good. 10. Yeah.
Where's Michael Cole? Wait a minute. This cannot be real. This can't be.
It just came out. Like this.
Where's Michael Cole?
Not okay. Even top 10? Wow.
Listen, where is Michael Cole on that list?
Guys, look it up. Where's Michael Cole?
Because how... this is color commentary. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm a buffoon. I didn't read properly. Here's the list. You ready?
Go.
The top 10.
This is for wrestlers or announcers?
No.
Let's play the guessing game.
Okay. Number one, obviously.
Cody's number one.
Uh-huh.
Number two, I'm going to go Roman.
Nope.
Seth.
Nope.
Are they in the top 10?
Seth is, yeah.
All right. Number two, Swerve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two, Swerve.
Number three.
Uh-huh.
Danielson.
Not in the top 10.
Hangman. Ooh, Will Ospreay.
Nope. Yes, three.
Three, Will Ospreay. Yep. Four.
Uh-huh. You named them already.
Roman?
Nope.
Seth?
Yep.
Okay. Number five, Roman?
No.
Moxley?
Roman's not on this.
No, really? Yeah. Wow, that's wild.
Yeah. Moxley, but he's eight.
Damian Priest?
Damian Priest is six.
Ooh, okay. I'm getting good at this. Yep. I've been watching wrestling a long time. Billy Gunn.
Number 10 is Mystico. Number nine is Gunther. Number eight is John Moxley. MJF at seven.
Okay.
Damian Priest at six.
Great.
Naito at five.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Listen, it's
Didn't Naito have a top 10 year?
Did he? I don't think so.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
That is true.
It's all subjective.
Okay. Oh, this is a good one. Everything pro wrestling. Anything on AEW Fight Forever being included in the media rights deal? The video game side of it.
Oh, that's a great question. I have not even thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I don't know. I'll find out. I don't know what the future of that game is.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's see. When is Sting Jr. debuting? That's from Hassan Albano.
I think he has a very long way to go.
Yeah. He looks just like his dad. Talk about a clone.
He's big.
Talk about a clone. I think he's tall. He's tall. So he's big. Does CM Punk wrestle for NXT on October 1st?
He's going to be there. That would be great. Him and Ethan Page? He beats Ethan Page?
Here, yeah. Oh, my God. That would be hysterical. Big Man Dogs. Naito carried New Japan drawing-wise for the last year.
I haven't been high on him, but yeah. That has not. That's just me. I'm just... I think New Japan has some growing pains still. They're just recovering from that pandemic.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere, but I think some kind of new blood needs to be injected into New Japan. Yeah. Something major has to happen.
Yeah.
What do you think?
One more.
One more? Guys, make it a good one.
Yeah, make it a good one.
Make it a real...
If it's really good, I'll do one more after that.
Make it a real good one. Ask about anything. Ask about hair. Ask about
movies. I have to go buy Mortadell.
Ask about Mortadell.
I really have to go buy more. No.
What do you want me to drop you off at the Mortadella store?
No, I got to go do something before I go.
Where are you going to be? Sandmug Farm?
No.
Really? Where are you going?
North Shore Farms.
In Whitestone or?
Whitestone.
You going north or south?
Whitestone.
Very nice. Get that Sotero Mortadella. Ooh, this is a good one.
Couldn't Shockwave be a weekly recap show like WCW used to do? I would love that. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. I don't know.
I still want Shockwave to be a man.
Shockwave the man?
Son of Shockmaster.
The son of Shockmaster, Shockwave.
Comes out on a surfboard, though. Brian Knight, what is Wardlow's status?
I don't know. Sean might. Does Sean Ross Sapp know? He may have the answers.
That is true. Ooh, this is a good one. I think we should end on this. This is from Six.
Yeah.
What would be your signature hardcore match weapon?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Barbed wire bat, man.
Barbed wire bat.
Gotta go Cactus Jack.
The trash can.
Just like a trash can?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
classic.
Rubbermaid. A Rubbermaid trash can.
A plastic trash can.
I want it to bounce off of you. I want you to be comfortable, and I want everybody's eyes to go away from you. I want it to just focus on the trash can just flying in the air.
Flopping in the air.
Yeah.
I pictured you as a kendo stick guy.
I like a kendo stick. I'm a big fan.
For the next episode, can we both dress like Onita?
Yeah. Do you want to get into karate outfits? Like, get like a gi and everything? I have mine upstairs.
Oh, funny. I'm going away this weekend. And one of the things is a costume party that we're going to. And you know what? I already have a poofy shirt, so it's going to be pirates.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. All right, guys. That's it. I am out of here. Rich, you are not here for Mat Men this week.
I am not here for Mat Men this week.
So there might not be a Mat Men this week. But this was a lot of fun. Love each and every one of you. We'll be back next week. Hey, do us a favor. Follow us on X at Andrew Zarian.
Yeah.
BTC Rich. Not a Bitcoin guy.
BTC Rich. Nothing
to do with it. BTC Rich, Andrew Zarian, and we'll see you all next time. Bye-bye for now.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.